Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 122, Life After Death. Today, as perhaps never before, because of our materialistic society and humanistic philosophies, the concept of continuing existence after death is being doubted. More than one religious group teaches that, at least under certain circumstances, the grave is the end. And more people are coming to consider the belief in an afterlife as just so much pie-in-the-sky nonsense. But what does God say about the matter? Surely, if the grave is the end of man, God could express that clearly to us in His Word, the Bible. And just as surely, if there is something more after death, that too could be unmistakably taught in the Scriptures. The Old Testament character Job asked the very question we're dealing with now. He asked in Job 14:14, "If a man die, shall he live again?" And that question the Bible answers very confidently indeed. Jesus said, while on this earth, "He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." John 11:25. That was spoken at the tomb of Lazarus, as words of comfort to Martha, Lazarus' sister. Concerning that statement, and others like it, the Apostle John said in 1 John 2:25, "This is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life." And Martha expressed her confidence in life after death with these words concerning her brother, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." John 11:24. But by far the most graphic picture of existence beyond the grave, for both the good and the bad, is presented in the account of the evil rich man and Lazarus, the righteous beggar. This account is commonly called a parable, and dismissed as such, but wrongly so. There is much evidence that this is an account of an actual happening to two very real people that lived and died upon this earth. And even a story in the Scriptures that is very obviously a parable still doesn't teach anything untrue. Although hypothetical situations, still each parable depicts an event that could easily have happened, and contains only the truth. So, the account of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16, be it parable or actual happening, still must be reckoned with by all honest students of the Bible. The account begins in Luke 16:19, and records the condition of these two men in this life, the one evil, the other a good, righteous man. Verses 22 and 23 then inform us that the beggar, Lazarus, died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Both of these men were obviously very much alive following their physical deaths, and reaping the results of their actions while living on earth. Meanwhile, life on earth was continuing on, as shown by the rich man's request that his five brothers still on earth be warned in order that they might avoid that place of torment after death. Verse 27 and 28. It is a dangerous thing to miss the truth about life after death, for it takes preparation in this life to ensure receiving that place of comfort in the next. The unpleasant truth is that lack of preparation here, not living by God's commands, will result only in that place of torment there. Satan is thrilled by those insisting that the grave is the end, for he knows that such can only help him in his work of deceiving and capturing souls for an eternity of hell. Do you find the idea of an eternal existence after death an unlikely, fantastic thing? Then Jesus speaks to you in John 5:28 and 29, when he says to doubters, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ